50 years ago, Andy Griffith starred in what would become a prophetic commentary about monstrous media creations. A Face in the Crowd was his film debut. It followed the rise of Larry Lonesome Rhodes, from a vagrant locked up in a county jail into a national household celebrity who wounds the nation while he charms it and then destroys himself.
You know what the public's like, a cage full of guinea pigs.
Good night, you stupid idiot. Good night, you miserable slob.
But over the years, Andy Griffith has become most famous as the gentle small-town sheriff of Mayberry and the courtly southern lawyer Matlock. He is back in films now, a small but critical role in a film that is filled with poignance. The film Waitress, about a diner, its staff, and one young woman's belief in the curative powers of pastry. The film won rave reviews at the Sundance Film Festival, but its writer and director, Adrian Shelley, died before it could be released and lauded. Andy Griffith joins us now from his home in Manteo, North Carolina. Mr. Griffith, thanks so much for being with us.
Oh, it's a pleasure, Scott. Thank you very much for asking me.
What drew you to the material, the script, when you first saw it?
Well, I was sent about three scripts all about the same time, and I read them all, Cindy and I, my wife and I, Cindy. But we responded to Waitress and to the character of Old Joe.
Old Joe is the man who runs the diner.
Old Joe doesn't actually run it so much, but Old Joe owns it.
What was there in Old Joe's character that drew you to say, I want to play him?
Well, he was very firm in his beliefs, and that firmness is what turned the picture around at the end.
This is my pie diner. I own it.
I know you do, Joe.
And I think it's warm in here. I know I'm warm.
I'll tell Cal, hon.
They keep all my businesses too warm on the inside. My gas station, the supermarket, my laundromat. But this is my favorite business, Joe's Pie Shop. I'm Joe, and I will not tolerate it being too damn warm in here.
There must be some special poignance in seeing this film, which realized so much of what Adrian Shelley wanted to do, open and be celebrated after she's gone.
All of this picture, every foot of it, is Adrian. Adrian knew what she wanted to hear. She wanted me to be especially firm, and I was fighting it. And she said, firmer, firmer. And I said, one day, I said, I'm trying, she said, that way. And I did it that way. I did it that way. Adrian knew exactly what she wanted to see and hear from everybody.
Well, what's it like to take direction from Adrian Shelley and a young director? When you've been around as much as you have and have worked with so many different people.
It's not difficult for me at all. If I ever disagreed with a director, I would certainly let them know. But I have to feel like they know the material and I can discuss it with them if I do disagree.
May I ask, where were you when you heard about Adrian Shelley's death? And for those people who don't remember, she was murdered. It was a brutal, senseless crime.
We were here in our house in North Carolina, mm-hmm. and we heard it on the phone, and we both wept. She was a fabulous writer and, of course, a wonderful director. She was good all around.
Yeah. Can I ask you about A Face in the Crowd?
Of course.
Because we're coming up on an important anniversary. Facing the Crowd is the story of Larry Lonesome Rhodes, who's kind of plucked out of a small-town jail, becomes a big radio and television star, ultimately gets full of himself and destroys himself.
Destroys himself, yeah.
And a lot of other human wreckage in his wake. What did that film represent to you?
Oh, my. Here, let me just tell you a little story.
Please.
I have a friend, R.G. Armstrong, and Bob's a little older than I am. I'm 80. And Bob was in Cat on a Hot Tin Roof mm-hmm. that Gadge had directed. Gadge, I called him Gadge, Elia Kazan. And he said, do you know anybody that can play Lonesome Rhodes? Mm-hmm. Bob Armstrong, without hesitating, said, Andy Griffith can play it. Elia Kazan said, I would like to meet him sometime.
Now, what were you doing at that point in life?
Probably nightclub.
You were a stand-up comic, weren't you?
Yeah. But anyway, I met Edie Kazan the second night of Cat on a Hot Tin Roof. And he said, let's talk sometimes. And we did, many times. And I met Bud Schulberg one night, and Bud didn't think I could play Lonesome Rhodes. He told me so. One night, I met Bud and Edie Kazan at a restaurant there on 52nd Street, Gallagher's.
Oh, famous steakhouse.
That's right. Something came to me, and I asked Gadge and Bud if they had ever heard of Oral Roberts, you know, the television evangelist?
Of course.
They hadn't. Well, I did Oral Roberts. That is, I did an impression of Oral Roberts.
Yeah.
And near the end, I took Edie Kazan's head in my hands, and I healed him. I walked out of that restaurant with the part.
Having healed the director.
Uh-huh. At Edie Kazan's 90th birthday, I was sitting by Bud, and Bud, for the first time, said, you did a good job of that part.
Oh, gosh. You know, I'm struck by how fondly you speak of directors and producers. And, of course, you've worked with some of the greats between Elia Kazan and Sheldon Leonard, very accomplished television producer and director, and for that matter now Adrian Shelley.
Mm-hmm.
Forgive me for not knowing. Have you ever made a film for Ron Howard?
No. Ronnie and I have talked many times, and he said sometime, sooner or later. And so whenever there's a part that's right, I know he'll think of me.
Does an episode of the Andy Griffith Show run somewhere in the world every hour or so?
Oh, I don't know about every hour. It does play every day. That show's never been off the air in over 40 years.
Paul?
Hmm?
Could you take this down to the courthouse and hold it there for me?
Well, I guess I could. What do you want me to do that for?
Well, if something was to happen that got my clothes tore and messy, I figured I could go over to the courthouse and change, so Zane B won't know about it.
Oh, I see.
You know how she is when a fella gets his clothes a little tore and messy.
She sure does kick up the fuss, don't she?
What's it feel like to know you're part of something that touches people like that?
They'll be at the courthouse.
Oh, it's very gratifying. I have enjoyed almost everything I've ever done. And I enjoyed the old Griffith Show. I enjoyed Matlock on a different level.
Yeah.
There were different shows.
You're still open for business?
Oh, yes. I've recently read a script called I Hate to See That Evening Sun Go Down. And it's an independent film. Independent means you work for scale.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Well, I bet you can afford to do that after all these...
God has been good to me.
Yeah.
I can afford it, and I'm glad to afford it, and I'm glad to do these wonderful shows. I was only on Waitress 4 days, and there were some of the best 4 days I ever spent.
Mr. Griffith, thank you so much for all of your time.
Well, thank you for your time.
And you can see a clip of Andy Griffith in Waitress and find a link to one of his 1950s comedy routines at our website, npr.org. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon.